It's Wednesday of Holy Week, Spy Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today is the last full day of Lent, Wednesday of Holy Week, or Spy Wednesday. The nickname Spy Wednesday probably comes from the fact that Judas slipped off to conspire with the Sanhedrin to betray the Lord. Today our Roman station is the Liberian Basilica, St. Mary Major. We were here 5 weeks ago. After an apparition of Mary on the 5th of August in 352, there was a miraculous snowfall during a Roman August, which outlined the plan for this church on the Esquiline Hill. Pope Liberius began the construction of the first church, though the actual site was nearby to the present church rather than on this very spot. The present St. Mary Major, however, is probably still the oldest Western church dedicated to Mary. It was built on the present location by Pope Sixtus III at the time of the Council of Ephesus when it issued its definition that Mary is the Mother of God. She is the mother of the whole person of Christ and not just part of his person. And so, she is Mother of Jesus, and since Jesus is perfectly human and perfectly God, Mary is the Mother of God. Mary isn't just the mother of a nature. Mary is the mother of a person. In this basilica, you will find the tomb of St. Matthias, the 13th apostle who replaced Judas, and also St. Jerome. Housed here also is a reliquary with what are thought to be five pieces of wood from the Holy Manger of Bethlehem. The tomb of the great sculptor Gian Lorenzo Bernini is here, in the floor to the left of the altar, toward the chapel of the Borghese family, wherein you find the image of Mary, most beloved by the Romans, Salus Populi Romani, which has been here for some 1,400 years. On the other side of the basilica, where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved, is the Sistine Chapel, which Sixtus V built for his own burial place. The tomb of St. Pius V is also in this chapel. Visit also the Sforza Chapel, too, the last work of Michelangelo in 1664 before his death. From Benedict XVI's Wednesday Audience of Holy Week in 2007. In today's liturgy, the evangelist Matthew presents for our meditation the brief dialogue between Jesus and Judas that took place in the upper room. "Is it I, Master?" the traitor asked the divine teacher, "who had foretold, 'Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.'" The Lord's answer was incisive, "You have said so." For his part, John concludes the narrative announcing Judas' betrayal with a few portentous words, "It was night." When the traitor left the upper room, thick darkness gathered in his heart. It was an inner night. Bewilderment increased in the hearts of the other disciples. They too were moving toward night. While the steadily darkening twilight of abandonment and hatred hung over the Son of Man, who was preparing to consummate his sacrifice on the cross. What we shall be commemorating in the coming days is the supreme battle between light and darkness, between life and death. We must also put ourselves in this context, aware of our own night, of our sins and our responsibility, if we want to benefit spiritually from the Paschal mystery, if we want our hearts to be enlightened through this mystery, which constitutes the central fulcrum of our faith. The Collect for Mass in the Extraordinary Form. Oremus. Deus qui pro nobis filium tuum crucis patibulum subire voluisti, ut inimicia nobis expelleris potestatem, concede nobis familis tuis, ut resurrectionis gratiam consequamur. Let us pray. O God, who to drive far from us the power of the enemy, didst will that thy Son should suffer for us on the gibbet of the cross, grant us thy servants, that we may obtain the grace of the resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.